For opening day of the Sioux Seal Recreation Area Saturday, the weather was perfect with partly cloudy skies, light winds, and temperatures in the upper 20s. Despite the rec area officially up at 1 p.m., several people showed up early eagerly awaiting to take that first ride down the freshly groomed slopes. But before the lifts were fired up, the outdoor speakers turned on to pump out rock music, and the tubes filled with air. There were months and months of preparation to get the grounds safe and looking good. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, CCSO, had their community service workers put new siding and paint on all the buildings, including the chalet. New windows were installed along with wood trim at the chalet. Judges in Chippewa County can order community service if someone is guilty of a low-level crime. We had six on a regular basis here last winter because it was a warm winter, and the rec area never opened, and we assisted the City Parks Department workers in redoing the buildings. The city would not have every park they have now if it weren't for the community service workers there to help maintain them. This hill might not have even opened because you can't pay people for what the community service workers do, said CCSO Community Service Supervisor Daryl East. Sheriff Mike Bittner and Undersheriff Ryan Herring were there when the doors and hills officially opened. They were the first ones to tube down the hill to start the season. Kyler Riatwar is the supervisor and is in charge of maintenance at the recreation area. Everything is good today. We got some snow Friday night and we have some more coming. The more snow the better, Riatwar chuckled. While Riatwar would like around 16 employees to have a complete staff, he did have a solid, hard-working 8 for opening day. We are pretty green this year. All 8 are new and are very young. We have 6 in high school and 2 in college. But this is a great opportunity for them, Riatwar noted. In the first hour after opening, Riatwar said around 100 people had got their tubes and hit the hills. The parking lot was full by 2:30 p.m. with many vehicles having Ontario license plates. People will show up at 1 o'clock, tube for a while, then leave and grab a bite to eat, then come back. The admission cost is for all day, so you can leave and come back as many times as you want. Once you buy a ticket, it is good for all day, Riatwar explained. There is no concession inside the heated chalet. However, there are 2 new vending machines along with clean bathrooms. Bittner had nothing but praise on how the rec area looked. We have a great relationship with the City Parks and Recreation Department. Our community service crews do great work for the community throughout the year. I have to thank our local judges for supporting the program, Bittner said. Daily and season passes are available. For more information on pricing and hours, click here.